Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. Well, I'm a roadrunner, honey.
See, we are chock full of information and only 2 hours to get it all out to you, so we're going to do our best. Welcome to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you once again as live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart. In the studio, we got a jam-packed studio and a jam-packed show, so I know you're going to enjoy it. The chairman of the board, Mike McBath, is in the driver's seat. Mike?
All right. It's great to be here. I was fortunate to be out at that event last night.
Yeah, tooling around with who was it? Huey Lewis?
Yeah, Huey Lewis. If you can remember his songs, his group played out there, but we had a phenomenal group of stars. But actually, if you watch Golf Channel right now, the event is going on out there.
Live?
And yeah, live.
On Golf Channel.
It's on for like 3 days. And Marcus Allen was out there, and I felt like I should ask him the real story about OJ. I thought I knew it. You should have heard him. No, I actually wouldn't have done that.
I was going to say, tell us more.
No, I just said that because, there was some situations involved between those two.
A little love triangle.
Yeah, but I didn't want to get into that because that could have turned out pretty ugly. So.
All right. We also have in the studio with us some dear friends, and that is, of course, Peter Hernandez and Jimmy Brown of the Wounded Officers Initiative. Welcome back, fellas.
Thank you for having us back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
How you doing? Haven't seen you guys in a while since the pizza contest. Didn't get a chance to talk too much last time.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, your representative, Maya, what was her name again?
Maria.
I tell you what.
She was competitive.
She held up the colors
very
pretty good for you guys, my man. Yeah.
She definitely represented well.
Had him sweating it for a little while.
Sure did.
No, she was good. Remember that, Chris?
Yes, she was stacking them slice on slice, eating it sandwich style.
I think when she come in third or fourth, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was third.
Yeah.
We should have had a separate prize, one for women and one for men. We'll do that next time.
But you guys helped make that event a great success. And also, the fellow who represented you guys for the spaghetti eating contest. He did pretty good, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dave definitely gave you guys a run for it. You know?
So we're planning on another one. So you guys get somebody else ready to go.
I keep telling you, when you have the beer drinking contest, I'll be the contestant.
We know all you fellows will do extremely well. How about doing a vodka drinking? I'll be happy to join you.
Okay. All right. Aubrey Kahn, Firm Foundation Home Inspections, is also in the studio. And he'll be joining us a little bit later on in the show, but he can say hello now.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. And they're all going to help us judge our contest, which we're going to get to here in just a minute. And Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge, and he's ready to take your phone calls at 407-774-8255. We also have a special treat for you. I know most of you know that tonight the movie 13 Hours is appearing at the movie theaters. It's starting tonight, actually, and 7 o'clock are the first showings tonight. So you got plenty of time to get there. You can listen to us on the way and then see the movie. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to do it in the second segment of the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to play a little 10-minute interview that I was able to have today with the three guys who are the main characters, not the characters in the movie, the main people that the movie was written about. And that's Chris Tonto Peranto and Oz. Let's see, I'll have to work from memory here. John Tiggin, and I'm forgetting Oz's name. Anyway, that interview will be in the second segment of the second hour of the show, and I promise you by then I'll have my notes firmly in front of me and have all of their names, and I will be giving them a proper introduction at that time. So we got a big show lined up today. As I said, we got the contest going on. It is Thursday night. That means it's contest night. And there's another contest going on tonight, too. And, of course, that's the next presidential Republican debate.
Right, 9 o'clock, and then the warm-up.
Yep.
You know, now, I guess our guy's not entering the warm-up, right?
He Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul, he walked.
He would have no part of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he above it or below it? That's what I'm trying to figure.
Well, in a way, if you look at some of the latest polls, he did kind of get burned a little bit because evidently 5% was the threshold.
Right.
And in a couple of the more recent polls, he was at that threshold. So it's neither here nor there now. He will not be debating tonight. The lower card will have Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, and Rick Santorum. And then the main event will have 7 contestants, and it'll be
what
Trump
I thought was
center
funny
stage.
Was that no one volunteered to like join him and not appear? They said, "You're not appearing. Okay, have a nice trip. See you later."
Right?
You
know,
that's what competition does for you, right?
Yeah, there was no piling on, so to speak. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but also want to talk about what the Wounded Officers Initiative is up to. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Did you know that the voting has already started
in
the presidential primary?
No, I didn't.
In the state of Georgia,
right.
Yesterday, absentee ballots went out. So people will actually begin to start voting, presumably today, if they got, you know, quick delivery in Georgia.
When is the primary?
It's what they call the SEC, I believe, the SEC right. primary in March.
Oh, in March?
Yeah, so this is the day and age of early voting.
Well, wait, we got to get the stage down to about 3, right? Who would I choose among, like 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 guys, you know?
If you believe any of these polls, Georgia is going to choose Trump.
Right.
Because he is ahead mightily there. All right, so the debate will be tonight, and the early rumors are that Chris Christie is going to go after Marco Rubio. Cruz may go after Trump. Jeb Bush is going to go after whoever he can get his hands on. And we'll see what happens from there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be watching that debate tonight, and we'll fill you in on it tomorrow, that's for sure. All right, so you guys had a great a motorcycle ride event this past fall. I mean, I was over there at Seminole County Harley-Davidson. I don't have a ride, but I saw you guys, and there was, 300 or 400 bikers out there rode with you guys that day?
Oh, yeah, at least about 400 we counted.
And it was all to help the Wounded Officers Initiative. Now, some of our audience may be new and don't know what the Wounded Officers Initiative is all about, so why don't you give us a brief rundown real quick.
The Wounded Officers Initiative was created to help with the long-term needs of officers that were injured in the line of duty, catastrophically injured in the line of duty, to the point where they were forced off the job that they love. A lot of times what happens with these men and women, they're injured, they can no longer be a police officer, so they're retired on disability pensions, which are, for the most part, they're inadequate. And they're very uneven, depending on which part of the country you work in, which municipalities or counties or whatever. So there's no set standard of benefits that everybody receives. So it's all over the map, literally. And a lot of times people are forced off the job. They walk away with nothing if they're not vested in their pensions. And there are a lot of needs that they have going forward because they're dealing with injuries. They lose their medical benefits once they're separated, so they have continuing medical issues that they have to take care of. No medical coverage. Their income's been reduced more often than not by less than half. So they're dealing with a whole host of issues that we don't really think about. We don't think about it in the public realm, and we don't even think about it in law enforcement.
Yeah. And I would imagine that the rate, if you will, of wounded and injured officers is probably significantly higher than those killed on the job.
We believe so, but we really don't know.
Right.
Nobody's been counting
them. Believe that. Yeah.
No one's tracking the actual numbers. I mean, recently there was a story that I want to say the Washington Post or Washington Times did as it related to law enforcement shootings. In that same article, they put in there about 50,000 cops were assaulted in 2015. 50,000 cops.
Yeah. Now, it would have to be substantially more.
Because last year there was probably 100 or so who actually killed in the line of duty, I believe, wasn't it?
About 124, I believe it was.
It was actually up over the year before.
Correct.
Right.
Well, we take into just this year alone, since January 4th to the present time, seven law enforcement officers have either been shot or stabbed in the line of duty. Seven.
And because they're not killed, we don't normally hear about it.
Correct.
Unless it's right, it happens right here in Central Florida. You might get a story that night on the news, maybe a story that next day in the Sentinel, and that's it.
Exactly. And I mean, we're talking about seven, and there's probably more out there that were involved in bad car crashes, were struck by a car. For instance, Arizona State Trooper last night was on the side of the road in his motorcycle, and he got ran over. That's something that didn't make it this way. It's something that we discovered on Facebook through social media. So when I say seven since the 4th, those are well-publicized events that got circulated across the media and through social media, and we verified it. But there's probably more out there.
Undoubtedly, there
is. The
other
thing, Chris, medical event. You're talking about medical. They don't have that once they've...
No, there are very few agencies these days that give you lifetime health coverage. And it's getting far fewer every day.
Oh, I know, because of the cost. But, I mean, that's catastrophic in itself. I mean, how the heck do you take care of these people
if
they don't have coverage?
Just the cost of buying coverage alone reduces your income. Mm-hmm. But it's already been reduced because you're on a disability pension, so you're getting reduced benefits. You're not getting the full pay.
And this is part of the problem, because these aren't sensational events. They don't get... the attention.
Yeah, they fade into the sunset. So it's people like this have to bring it to the attention of everybody.
Right.
And the fact they're putting their days and hours and nights into this, you know, that's great what you guys are doing.
And there are very, very few organizations like yours in the country.
Actually, we are the only organization, national organization, advocating for wounded officers.
All right. And you have a website.
That's perfect.
Your website is?
Wounded Officers Initiative. .org.
And you just spell all that out, folks. WoundedOfficersInitiative.org. They got another event coming up. We'll go ahead and take a break. No, I tell you what, Nick, extend this. Give me about 2 minutes here because we need to start our contest.
That's true. We got to get rolling, Chris.
It's Thursday. We need to get those entries.
And, you know, we both have a concern about this situation that took place in Cologne. You know, we have a large group of Muslims moving into Germany and other areas from Syria, et cetera. So we felt that we sort of need aliases. You know, I'm going to need an alias Muslim name. You're going to need an alias. Nick's going to need an alias because, you know, Chris, you might be, you're going to have to infiltrate a little bit. You might have to maybe, you know, walk into a mosque with a pizza, or I'll be the guy that goes to care and maybe takes over some Playboy magazines. But we got to be aware of what's going on. So we got to come up with some names. Now, I've heard some people already mention to me some that they have, but, you know, I think my name is going to be, you know who Muhammad is, right?
Of course.
Mine is going to be a deviant of that. It's going to be Muhammad, your mama.
It's not your mama. It's your mama.
You're putting in a different tint, but it'll be Muhammad, your mama. And yours, obviously, is, you know, you're famous for this, your sexual...
easy does it now.
I didn't say anything. Abdul the Tool.
Don't give me a bad reputation.
And Nick will be, like, you know who Bin Laden is? He is going to be Bin Fartin. And Nick's a guy that can take care of people if it comes to him. So, you know, if you have a name and you know where it would be best implemented to just help us infiltrate and know what's going on in our communities, you know, come on back with the name. We want to hear it, and somebody's going to be a winner.
All right.
Okay, Abdul?
All right. So call us at 407-774-8255. We want to hear your also known as, your ACA, your alias, in case you should happen to need it.
You may, you know, if they pull over a bus, you got to come up with a name, buddy, to save your life. So,
right.
You know.
All right. Keep it clean for us now, but we want to hear them, all right? 407-774-8255. We'll be right back.
You can dance. You can dance.
it, buddy. Back to the drums or whatever you're doing.
Hey, Michael Jackson and I were born on the same day, all right? That's
one
all
quickie,
I can say.
Chris.
He got the voice.
There was, you know, in this one quickie on this contest, though, is what do you think Barack Obama's Muslim name is?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, you got it. You win the contest, Chris.
All right, got this one from Nostradamus, who he credits Frank Zappa. He said, his will be a name of Arabian royalty.
Okay, we're looking for that.
Sheik your booty.
Oh, jeez. You better start marking these down in a phone the way at the end of the contest so no one requests them, you know?
All right. We don't want anything, you know, any heavier than that, all right?
Yeah.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll take the first two contestants. Let me get a piece of paper ready, and then I want to get back to the wounded officers, guys, because they got an event coming up. Is the public invited to this event coming up?
The first event that's coming up, absolutely. It's actually a free event put on by the City of Claremont, Police Department and Fire Departments, and it's being held at Sky Zone.
Sky Zone?
Yeah, on Route 27 right there in Claremont.
Yeah, that's nice. What time? What date, I mean?
It's going to be Friday, January 29th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, we're going to talk more about that, and that is the Lights and Ladders?
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk more about the Lights and Ladders, but first we want to go to Joe and find out what his alias might be. Joe, thank you for calling tonight.
Well, hello. How are you guys?
And, all right, Joe.
My wife and I listen to you guys every day coming home from work, every day.
Well, thank you very much. I really do
appreciate it. You guys don't read or anything while you're driving?
I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
You're not reading while you're driving home?
No.
Hey, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to us, Joe. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The straight talk is a real pleasure, I got to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and so my AKA is Mahmoud No Shoe.
Mahmoud No Shoe. I like that.
Hey, Joe, what group are you think of infiltrating?
Well, I'd like to infiltrate ISIS myself.
You would, okay.
Yeah.
And with a vest, but somebody else will wear the vest.
I hear it. You just want to deliver it, so to speak, right?
I want to be the UPS of the ISIS.
Okay, Mahmoud.
Does your wife have a name? I like it at a female. We haven't really come up with a female name.
Well, we got to wait till the females call.
I know, but his wife is with him. She could be something. You know,
my wife's sitting next to me, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Oh,
well, you can call us tomorrow when she's not around.
We understand.
Yeah. If I may say this, the Officers Initiative. What a wonderful group, and I left them a message on their voicemail, and I hope they'll give me a call back.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that, Joe. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. I mean Mahmoud.
From now on, call in as Mahmoud so we know who it is.
All right. That's good. Mahmoud No Shoe. All right, John, you are up next, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
Howdy, John.
My alias is going to be Allah, Uita, Shiite.
Oh, my goodness. Allah, Uita, Shiites.
Again,
I gotcha.
You know, John seems to call in every week with the contest.
And see how deep it runs.
You got it. All right, John. You're in the contest.
I know. I'm amazed already how they're spinning out these names.
Very clever.
But I do want to. I want a woman's name.
We'll wait till they come in.
Two more just came out.
I'm sure they'll come in.
All okay.
Right. In the meantime, Lights and Ladders, going to be January the 29th. What time? That's a Friday, isn't it?
Friday. 5 o'clock it starts, 9 o'clock it ends. The entire event is free. This is the second time that they've done it. And last year they expected about 1,500 people, and they got 7,000.
Wow.
And now this is going to benefit Wounded Officers Initiative?
Yes. They pick a charity each year, and this year they selected us to be the recipient of whatever's brought in. They have sponsors for the event. They're going to have a dodgeball tournament for kids, I believe it's from 10 to 15. And you have to sign up beforehand and register, and you get to play dodgeball against the cops and firemen from Claremont.
Oh, that's cool.
So how often can you say you get to hit a cop with a
You have to sign a waiver to hit you with the ball? This is the way the nation's going, right? I can't play dodgeball. Yes.
Can people go to woundedofficersinitiative.org to register, to sign up, or are you linked
up?
Yes,
we have a link for the Lights and Ladders.
Okay,
event.
So go to woundedofficersinitiative.org and look for Lights and Ladders.
Yes.
Okay, and that's coming up January 29th. So that's 2 weeks from tomorrow night. And that's from 5 to 9 o'clock
yes.
in Claremont, once again at the...
At the Sky Zone.
Sky Zone.
On Route 27.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's real easy to find. Sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of family-oriented stuff.
Yes, it's family-oriented.
Obviously with a dodgeball game.
Yeah, the entire Sky Zone is going to be open to the kids. They're also going to have police cars, fire apparatus there, bounce houses.
Horseback riding, rock wall.
And no admission, you said?
No admission. Totally free.
Wow.
Free food tasting for 2 hours of the event.
Free food tasting?
Yes.
Free food tasting?
You shouldn't have told him. He's going to have all the NFL guys out there.
You know what I think is happening? I think Ben Fortin's going to be there.
All right.
Wow. All right, well, so, you know, he's a cook, too, Ben Fortin.
That's right.
Remember?
That's
he can do a good job on that.
Exactly.
Good.
Okay, January 29th, Friday night, 2 weeks from tomorrow night, 5 to 9 p.m., Sky Zone on Route 27 in Claremont. Free family event called Lights and Ladders.
Wow.
And go to woundedofficersinitiative.org. Look for the Lights and Ladders banner if you want to get into the dodgeball game.
Yes.
All right. So, and it'll be the kids against the cops.
Against cops and firemen.
Is there a prize, like if you win, a kid wins? Let's say if I knock all you out, if I was 12. Any
you get a free set of silver bracelets.
Oh, great! That's good.
they'll even help you put them on.
I was going to say we're saving for later before you become an older teenager.
All right, let's go to Rick. We got time for another alias. Rick, thank you for calling tonight.
Evening, guys. I got my alias.
All right, what is it?
ClockMed IED.
ClockMed IED. I like that. ClockMed IED. All right, Rick. That's cool, man.
That is good.
Yeah, excellent.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is easy.
I know that there's some women out there. I know because I had somebody tell me one today that they were going to call in. So.
All right, ladies.
Yeah. I want to see, I want to see a stylish name.
All right. You're in it, Rick. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you being out there. We got to take a break. When we come back, Peter Hernandez and Jimmy Brown of Wounded Officers Initiative are going to still be with us. We hope you'll still be with us. And we want to hear those aliases. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'd just love to take that challenge up one day.
I'd like to see what she looks like. You know, she always wants to go to mat with somebody. Well, you know, send a picture or email me something, okay?
407-774-8255. We want to hear those aliases out there. We've already gotten some good ones here, like Mahmoud Noshu and Allah You Eat a Shiite and ClockMed IED. All right. Not to mention, what is mine? Abdul O'Toole?
Abdul the Tool.
You know? And you're Muhammad Yo Mama.
Muhammad.
Yeah,
no, you got to get
mama.
Everything right. Because we're going to be using this to go to care and maybe stop by the airport prayer rounds for the Muslims because we've got to know what's going on. This
gotta
is
know.
Our part in life.
Mm-hmm. Got to know what's going on.
Very important to have a name.
All right. Once again, we got Jimmy Brown and Peter Hernandez, Wounded Officers Initiative, and they are law officers themselves. Jimmy Brown, police officer in New York, fire department in New York. Now you work.
I don't know what I wanted to be when I grew up.
I know. I'm still waiting to find out, too. It took me over 50 years to find out this is where I belong, right? So, anyway, woundedofficersinitiative.org is where you can find out. And please help these guys out because not only are you going to be helping them out, but you're going to be helping out wounded officers because that's what they're all about. As a matter of fact, you were just telling us you're going to get the counseling program up and running this year.
Yeah, one of our goals is to get a counseling program for dealing with PTSD, substance abuse, and mental health issues within law enforcement, active, wounded, and retired cops that need these services. We're hoping to be able to get the first regional program started in 2016 here in Central Florida. We're really working hard to try to make that happen.
So if you can help them out in any way, if you think you could be a counselor, if you could help them out, you know, as a volunteer, certainly if you can help them out with some funding, they need your help. 407-774-8255 is our number. WoundedOfficersInitiative.org is their website. And don't forget, if you want to, if you got a young one who would like to participate in a dodgeball game against cops and firefighters 2 weeks from tomorrow night, go to that website, look for the Lights and Ladders banner, and go there and register. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
The firemen are easy to hit because they're sleeping half the time. See, I can say that because I've been on both sides of the fence. So.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you can get away with that. In the meantime, we got our Thursday evening contest going on. Aliases, also known as, is what we want to hear from you tonight. Just in case you need it, in case we need to send you undercover, or you know, you enter a situation where you think your Christian name might actually get you into some trouble, we would like to hear your alias.
We're
tonight.
Seeing some very creative names, and
indeed,
I know.
Are.
But we're still looking for that one name from a woman. We gotta get somebody.
Well, I'm sure there's some women out there.
I'm sure they are. And I know there's two that were in the other night had names. Now let's see if they call in.
All right. Okay. So we want to hear them, and we want to hear them, and we'll be picking a winner by the end of tonight's show. And don't forget, later on in the show, during the second hour, the second segment of the second hour, we're going to play an interview that I had this morning with the guys from the 13 Hours movie. The guys that the movie is about. In the meantime, we got Ron on the line. Ron, how are you tonight? What's your alias?
Hey, greetings from I-4, guys.
Howdy. How's it going out
right,
there?
All right,
Ron. Good. I thought about this, and I think a good one would be I's been killing to get Mo-billion.
Oh, no. I's been killing
to get Mo-billion.
To kill and to get Mo Billion. I got it. All right, you are in. That's a good one. Get Mo right. Killing. Hey, thanks, Ron. We appreciate all you right. Being out there. You drive safe now. Take care.
You know, Chris, when you think like Bin, like B-I-N, Laden.
Right.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
Bin
14.
And Bin Killing.
Bin something killing. Else. You know what I mean?
I've been killing.
I know.
To get Mo Billion. All right.
That's good.
That's a good one. Another good one. Mike is up next. Mike, thanks for calling tonight. Is Mike with us yet?
Hello.
Hello, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Enjoy your show every day on the ride home.
All right, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that.
Since we don't have any female offerings, I'll offer up a wayward Middle Eastern woman's friend of mine's name.
Oh.
Chanique Burkapeek.
That was good. Chanique Burkapeek. You know what I mean? Now, what do you do, Mike? How do you get that peak in there?
Hey, it's her name. What can I say?
Is that really her name?
No,
I know. I just wanted to see your response. You know?
It was a long day at work. What can I say?
I like that.
That was good, though.
I like that.
That was very good.
Chanique Burkapeek. I like that. That's cute.
He may have set everybody on fire now, you know, because they're going to dance around Bin and Burka and all that. They may come up with a bunch of these names.
All
so,
right. Mike, you are just
that was very good.
Clever enough or demented enough, one or the other, to perhaps win tonight. So thanks for your entry out there.
Chanique
Burkapeek. Yeah. See, that conjures up images in your mind's eye, you know.
So. I know. It helps stimulate the thought process.
Exactly. So. Yes,
I like
indeed.
It. I like
indeed it does.
That
indeed.
Was very good. Yep,
indeed
yep.
It does.
Now, you know, when you're talking about what's happening in the, at your event, free food? I still have to go back to that.
Free food. They have vendors coming for 2 hours. They're going to give free samples of food.
For 2 hours?
Yes.
I would expect half the population of Orlando to be there.
You know that's I mean? The idea, I think.
I was going to say. I mean, I don't know who your vendors are. I don't know if you should say their names, but do you know who they are? It's very kind of the people doing this.
This is
amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The vendors have been, you know, unbelievably generous. Even last year with the first event right out of the gate, they were able to raise a couple $1,000s for two different charities last year. And again, it far exceeded what they expected. So this year, I'm I'm assuming they're expecting at least 7,000.
Wow.
So please come on out. It'd be a great way to have fun, family fun. And it's going to be Friday night, 2 weeks from tomorrow night, the 29th of this month, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Sky Zone on Route 27 down there in, or out there in Claremont. And it's really easy to find and really easy to get to.
Yeah, it is. It's south of State Road 50, Colonial Drive.
Yep.
And it's right there on the right side as you're going down, right across the street from the Walmart.
You can't miss it.
No doggy bags.
Yeah.
No doggy bags. Okay, it's going to be from 6 to 8 is the free food service. The free grub.
Yeah. The event is 5 to 9, free food, 6 to 8. And, of course, probably the highlight of the event is going to be this dodgeball game, right?
I'm assuming for the kiddies, yeah.
Are you guys going to be in the game?
No, it's strictly Claremont's finest and Claremont's bravest that are going to get whacked with the dodgeballs.
Okay, so
why don't you guys turn on them and you guys throw at them?
Say, you know, I've always been upset with how you guys have treated me.
that's great.
And no, I can't do that. Chuck Broadway is the chief out there, and he's been an awesome friend of WOI, and he had a hand in helping set this up, and we're eternally thankful to him. And his entire agency and Claremont FD out there, they've been huge.
All right, now that's coming up this month, but you got other events coming up as well, right?
Yes, yes. In April, we have actually two events, one of which is our annual dinner, which we had pre-planned, but then there was another event the week before that, actually, that kind of fell into our laps. It is a charity event. It's a concert. The Solis Bravo Band is putting it on. They get together. It's musicians from all different groups. They get together once a year. They hold a charity event, and they pick a charity each year. And we actually went to go visit the leader of that group that kind of keeps it together, Carlos Solis. He owns a graphics business out in Claremont. And Pete and I went to go thank him the day before the iCare ride, and because he gave us a little donation of a couple $100 because he was making up yard signs, giving them out for free. People would give him money, and he wanted a police charity to give it to. So he reached out to Chuck Broadway, the chief of Claremont PD, and he directed him to us. We went to go shake his hand in person for a few $100 donation, and we sat down with him, and 5 minutes later he's asking us if we wanted to be the recipient of this event that he already had planned. And it's pretty awesome because he has a really good testimony involving police officers, and why he told us why he has a sweet spot for police officers. Basically, they set him straight years ago when he immigrated from Cuba down in Miami.
Yeah. April 9th is that event. That's the date for that event. And it's going to be at the Wayne Dench Performing Arts Center in Sanford. That's right there on Magnolia Avenue in downtown Sanford, the Wayne Dench Performing Arts Center, April 9th. And you can get tickets by going to WayneDenchPerformingArtsCenter.com. That's WayneDenchPerformingArtsCenter.com. And that'll be April 9th, and the proceeds will benefit Wounded Officers Initiative. So how about we pack the house that night? Right?
Absolutely. You can also go to our website. We have a link for that event also.
Okay.
And it'll take you...
Once again, that's WoundedOfficersInitiative.org. And then a week later, you're going to have...
We're going to have our second annual Wounded Officers Initiative dinner. We're going to change it up a little bit this year. We're actually going to have some wounded heroes that are going to be with us, and we're going to honor them, tell their stories, and it's going to be an awesome night.
And this also is open to the public, and you can get tickets for that by going to woundedofficersinitiative.org, right?
That's correct. We'll have those ticket availabilities going up pretty soon, but just save the date. We'll get it up there on the website soon. We're working on the sponsorships and getting on the Wounded Heroes down from the different states.
And I was just going to ask, obviously, if someone wants to sponsor this event, co-sponsor this event, they can go to woundedofficersinitiative.org?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so that'll be April the 16th. So you got two events in April where you can help out wounded officers. That's April 9th at the Wayne Dench Performing Arts Center. And then April 16th will be the annual banquet dinner. And you can, once again, go to woundedofficersinitiative.org to get any information you might need for that. All right, so please join us for those events. And don't forget, 2 weeks from tomorrow night, Lights and Ladders at Sky Zone in Claremont, 27, just south of 50 there. You can't miss it. 5 to 9, free family fun, right? That's
yes.
The best way to say it. And then from 6 to 8, free food. So that's probably a good thing because we'll be on the air. Now, that's a Friday night, though, so McBath will be available to attack the food bars down there.
No, I was thinking, no, I can see maybe 20, 30 people showing up on that.
I'm telling you, you're going to go down there with Reggie.
I can't believe he said this is open to the public, all the free. I can see a mob just piling in down there. I just hope they leave a lot of tips for you guys, you know what I mean?
And, yeah, and of course, you'll be able to meet and help out the Wounded Officers Initiative down there.
Just absolutely.
And
terrific.
Don't forget the volleyball. What have I said? Volleyball.
Not volleyball.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. We used to all play as a kid. That was a great sport, man. You could blast somebody, and you know, it's a lot of fun. And they could blast you. Now, are they throwing back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going. Oh,
yes.
It goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you know, I'm not going to
do it. Teach the kids a lesson or two.
Claremont, so you can whack the kids
it'll
around.
It will be Claremont police officers and firefighters against kids.
You may see a lot of people want to enter if you throw back. That's great. Yeah, my kid.
You might get some of the parents.
I tell you what, my money is on the kids, though.
Yeah. Right here to tell you. That's funny. All that is funny.
All right, stick around. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries, and we want to hear some more aliases out there.
Now, yes, these fellas can sing. You know, they can join in. Lonely. That's why they want to close us down.
No, actually, you're kind of close. This is, we're playing in tribute to our dear journalistic friends over at Al Jazeera, because Al Jazeera is shutting down. They can't do it.
Oh, tears. Yeah, tears on my pillow. Rain in my heart. Yeah, see you later.
Well, you know that one's going off the air in April, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't get, like, CARE to sponsor them or the Brotherhood or anybody?
Evidently
they don't have
not.
Any money or what?
Evidently not. I guess that last...
Al Gore dropped them?
Al Gore, I don't know if he ever even got his money out of them. But,
I hope not, you know.
They're going to go off the air. Yeah, so
what a bad idea that was, you know. But we talked about it earlier is, you know...
it's all in the branding, right?
Left-wing radio doesn't cut it.
You know, you in this age of rampant Islamic terrorism, you don't want to go around naming your network, right?
Yeah.
It conjures up those images.
I know. That's great.
All right, speaking of conjuring up images, you were telling me about some buddy you had from Chicago you ran into the other day?
I was in Altamont Springs the other day, and I saw a bumper sticker on a parked car that read, "I miss Chicago." You know, I thought about that. So what I did, I broke the guy's window. I stole the radio. I shot out two of the tires. I added an Obama sticker. And then I left the note that read, "I hope this helps." We'll see you back in Chicago, brother.
No. Oh, make you feel right at home, huh? All right, 407-774-8255. We got some entries for our contest tonight. It's our alias contest, in case you need an also known as name. We want to hear yours.
Give us a quick review of
it.
Just to refresh.
The last one was from Mike Chanique Burkapeak. I like that.
Good.
Right?
That's real good.
And then
yep.
Right before that, we had "I've been killing to get more billion." So
there you go.
Mo billion. So we got a lot of good ones here so far. So we want to hear yours out there. And Mike's just desperate to hear a female version.
No, because there's two women that were in here the other night.
Yeah,
they
sure
said they both
in.
Had names, and they were ready to fire them out. So
I'm
waiting to hear.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
I'm sure they'll call in perhaps in the next hour of the show. In the meantime, we still have in the studio with us Jimmy Brown and Peter Hernandez, Wounded Officers Initiative, and they do serve us here in Central Florida. They are both still working active duty, and so we owe them a debt of gratitude because they're out there every day trying to make sure the streets are safe for the rest of us. And believe me, that ain't easy work, which is why most of us don't want to have any part of it. But also, I want to ask for your prayers for them and for their families, because it's one thing to be the cop in the cruiser. It's another thing to be the wife or the child at home worrying. And, you know, they go through a lot, you know, for you guys, as you go through a lot for us. So we owe you and your families a debt of gratitude.
Thank you so much. You know, speaking about the wives, one of the things that we're trying to bring forward is talking about the wives of or the family of wounded officers. You know, like right now, Will Anderson and his wife, Jessica Anderson, you know, the family goes through it just as much as the officer does,
sure.
too. You know, a lot of times they'll say you're lucky that they're still around, but they don't really understand what's going on in those households and all the chaos that's happening, you know, the care that's needed for a wounded officer and who's going to be there for them. Their spouses. So, you know, we have to thank God for that and pray for them as well, because keeping the family together is very important for us, and that's probably one of our key things that we want to accomplish by the counseling program is working on keeping those families together.
Yeah, because there are residual effects to many of these injuries that end up in broken homes and broken families.
Yeah, lucky enough to have survived translates into you're lucky enough to deal with the seizures in the middle of the night in Will's case. You're lucky enough to deal with the mental trauma of whatever it is that you experienced that caused you to get hurt. You're lucky enough to deal with the pain of whatever physical ailments you may have.
You're lucky enough to stay home to take care of that spouse rather than being at work and making the money that you need to make for the family. You're lucky enough to not have that income. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of issues that come with that, and there's a lot that needs to be done for them.
Yeah. And up until now, these things, I don't want to sound too harsh, but they've been kind of swept under the rug. I mean, we just out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yep.
So it's good that you guys have started this organization, but all of us need to, in our way, any way we can, help in this organization. Because, as I said, you guys are out there every day. You're like military. You're putting your lives on the line for us.
I think you put it best a while back when you said there's no VA for cops, and, you know, there's not. But yet a lot of law enforcement officers once wore that uniform and currently still do in the reserves and National Guard. They not only serve to protect the broad, but they also do it at home. And, you know, why should they be entitled to less benefits?
Yeah, like recently when I believe it was, what, 4 or 6 soldiers were killed in Afghanistan, and
right.
one of them was in New York
City. NYPD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. NYPD. Yeah.
yeah.
So it's and then, so once again, we do owe you a debt of gratitude. And one way to show your respect to these guys is to show up at some of these events. Not, you know, don't have to come out to all of them unless you can, but come on out to the Lights and Ladders event at Sky Zone in Claremont 2 weeks from tomorrow night. You got plenty of time to plan for this. It'll be a great family event, fun for the kids, a lot of food to eat, as long as you beat Mike McBath there and the football guys.
That dodgeball, interesting. I'd like to be firing back at some of these wise little kids, you know?
That's right. Okay, I tell you what, let's take a couple of more entries into our contest before we have to go into another break. So, Warren, you are up next, sir. What would your alias be? Warren, how you doing tonight?
Hi, are you there?
Yes,
all
we are.
Right,
how
Warren.
You doing tonight?
I've already infiltrated in a way. I'm a meek and mild high school teacher. I teach mathematics, trigonometry, and I want to be algebra.
Oh, that's cute, algebra.
And I also am a loan officer in a Muslim bank, by the way.
You are?
Yeah, right. Now, when the clients come in, the loan officer, I have to get them to sign.
Right.
And then because most of them are pretty marginal, I have to get somebody to co-sign.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the Muslim bank, the tangent, that's my boss, comes out and approves the loan.
Tangent. All right, Warren, we appreciate
algebra.
It.
Algebra, that's like pretty it. Good. Yeah.
Algebra.
Yeah, very good, Warren.
Algebra.
Warren's always active in this contest.
I tell you
know?
What, he's got a keen sense of humor and a keen mind.
That is
All
really
right, Warren.
Good.
All right, Warren, you're in it, my friend. Thank you so much for calling tonight. We'll take one more entry this hour, and then, of course, we'll take them all during the next hour as well.
Chris, I think this is a tough contest, though.
I mean,
you actually got to be pretty creative to come up with these names.
So far, we
Now, your name, Abdul the Tool, I don't know how creative that is, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, it gets the point. No, I shouldn't say that.
Easy does it there, Tagger. Let's go to Al. You are up next, sir.
Yes, sir. The terrorists will greet me with open arms with this one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. That will excite him, man. I just don't know if I'll be accepted into care. You know, if I go in and say, that's my name, right?
I'm sure he loves you for that, Don. Appreciate it. All right, you're in the contest. We appreciate you being out there. 407-774-8255 is the number. We want to hear what your alias would be. Should you need it to go undercover, or should you find yourself in a compromising situation?
Hey, Chris, it's great to see the laughs that our listeners bring to us.
Yeah.
These are great. You know, it keeps us excited and laughing.
All right.
So, good job.
Indeed. Okay. All right, we're coming up on the break for this hour of the show, but you still got another hour of the American Adversaries. And don't forget, in the second hour of this second hour, excuse me, the second segment of this second hour of the show, we've got an interview that I conducted this morning with the guys that 13 Hours is all about. All right. In the meantime, 407-774-8255 is our number. Lights and Ladders, 5 to 9 p.m. at Sky Zone in Claremont. Come on out. That's on the 29th of January, and help out the Wounded Officers Initiative. Guys, who's going to be the MC at your dinner?
Some guy that I don't know if anybody's going to know. This is Chris Hart. I think his name is?
He's not as Abdul the Tool now. Come
never
on.
Heard of him. That's right. You know.
When you advertise, you got to put down both names.
WoundedOfficersInitiative.org. Please go there. Please help them out. And please go to Claremont Sky Zone. Great family fun night and great cause. You can't do any better than that. That's what America's all about. That's what we're all about. We'll be right back. To the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And once again, thanks for being with us tonight. We are in the midst of our Thursday night contest, our alias contest. What would your alias be should you find yourself in a compromising situation, or should we need to send you somewhere undercover? All right, that's what we want to know, and we've already gotten some excellent ones tonight. And once again, I want to remind you that in the next segment of the show, we've got a 10-minute interview that I conducted with Chris Tonto Peranto, Mark Geist, Mark Oz Geist, and John Tegan, and they are the focus of the movie 13 Hours. When I say the focus, they are the main, the main characters are,
right,
these were the guys they're representing.
Primarily the big players.
Exactly. And of course, the movie is opening tonight. Actually, 13 Hours opens tonight at 7 o'clock. Had a tremendous premiere the other night. They had a concert there. Mm-hmm. The movie, 30,000 people turned out. The guys said it was a riot. And a lot of fun.
They expected 12,000, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how many people showed, and Jerry Jones again supported our veterans.
Owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, what a great guy for what he's done.
Yeah, and that's probably the most beautiful stadium in the world right now.
I saw that a year ago. You know, I played it. You'll laugh at this. I played at the Cowboys golf course. You know, which the Cowboys are so proud of.
Right.
And let me tell you, if the Cowboys golf course was in Central Florida, you know how you go 1 to 10. 10's the highest. They'd be about a 5, you know, and everybody go, this is the greatest course in Dallas possible. Hey, I hate to say it. Come over to Central Florida. We'll show you some real courses. So, you know.
All right. That's the chairman of the board, chairman of the NFL Former Players Union, National Union, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. I am, what is it again? Who am I again?
You're Abdul the Tool. Now, you know that's your name all the time, man. Come on. You know what I mean?
These things have a way of sticking to people is what I'm worried about, right? Uh-huh. Aubrey Kahn is in the studio with us today as well. Aubrey Kahn, Affirm Foundation Home Inspections and Talk to the Experts radio show.
Also called Shake
Djibouti.
No, that's already been
that's a
claim.
That's a song or something, you know.
That's,
I mean, go shake your booty. That's good, though. You know?
Yeah, that was a song, wasn't it? Yeah.
Chris, read the one female name that came in, which puts this guy running pretty strong.
It was for his wife, for his neighbor, Chinique Burkapeak. All right, Chinique.
Chinique Burkapeak.
Chinique
Burkapeak. Yeah, it wouldn't be for his wife because he'd be getting divorced.
I hope you said that right, Chris.
Now you could do a takeoff.
For his girlfriend. Wait a second, he's married. No.
You could do a takeoff on that. Burka Sneak a Peek.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, believe me. And then Nick, Ben Fartin. Nick's proud of that name. I think he's getting fired. No, he better not be fired up. Because it could be bad if he gets
don't
fired.
Don't strike a match.
If it gets fired up, this could be the end of the studio.
All
right,
let's go next to Ed to see what Ed's alias will be. Ed, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Ed.
You know, this is kind of a fun game, but at the same time, if you were in parts of Europe, in some really heavy Muslim population parts, you better dress the right part and say your name right.
You don't believe
that's
me.
Right. That's how serious we're playing this game, Ed.
And you better know a passage or two
from the Quran, right? You know?
Yeah, that's a good thing, too. We should study that. Everybody find a piece of the Quran and say that sometime.
That's right. You got that right, my friend.
Well, here's my name. It would be if I get into that situation.
Right.
Kareem, your butts, your nuts.
Kareem, your cute. Butts, your nuts.
What did he
I'm
say?
I'm going to cream your butts, you nuts.
Kareem.
Oh, we're going to kick your ass.
Your butts.
It's a shame, but Kareem, your butts, you nuts.
Could you see Ed like at the prayer room at the airport and they ask him what his name is and he comes out with that?
Kareem, your butts.
Well, you know another thing.
Kareem. Your butts, you nuts.
Donald,
all right, Ed, you're in the contest, Kareem.
I like Donald Trump's got it made. When he goes to a mosque, he doesn't need a prayer rug. He's wearing one.
Easy does it.
Oh, he's one of our favorites. We're Trumpicans, too, now. Remember that.
All right, the debate tonight is at 9 o'clock on the Fox Business Channel. That's channel 124 on Bright House. And that's what, 210? No, 211 on...
210.
No, 210
is the regular
news
Fox
channel.
And
the 211 is the business
the
channel.
Business channel, right.
And that's on ATT Universe.
Yep.
All right, 9 o'clock is the main event, 6 o'clock is the undercard, and, of course, we'll see what comes out on the other side. And there will be seven people that will be on the main stage tonight with Donald Trump in the middle, and he will be flanked by Senators Rubio and Cruz. Then you got Ben Carson and, who am I forgetting here? Ben Carson.
Jeb Bush.
Oh, and that's obviously why I forgot it. It's easy to forget.
Easy one to forget.
Yeah. He and Kasich are going to be on the ends, but I'm still leaving somebody out here. Chris Christie. That's right.
Chris Christie. And apparently Jeb and Chris Christie are going to be gunning for Marco.
That's one of the rumors, is that they're going to tag team up on Marco Rubio, because right now Marco Rubio seems to be capturing the establishment wing of the party, which is where they live.
What I would like to see is the three of them knock each other out.
Well, that
might would be good. And then, then we can have a much smaller group.
We can have
time.
A group of reasonable semi-intelligent
what
people.
What the public wants.
Well, one of the things I'm going to be looking for tonight is if Jeb Bush is going to again
attack Trump.
Well, and this fashion by saying standing there like he's being profound and brilliant when he says, "I know what I don't know." Now think about that statement.
If I know what
think
I
how
don't
absurd
know?
That yeah. is.
How do I know what I don't know if I don't know what I know?
That's the whole point.
It's not that he doesn't know what he knows. He just knows that he knows nothing.
Well, if he would
we know
say
that.
It,
that's the real problem.
If he would say it that way, it would actually be better. What he's trying to say is, I know that there's stuff that I don't know, but it is stupid to say I know what I don't know. If you don't know it, then you can't know what you don't know. And if you don't know it, you don't know how much it is. You don't know. It's just an absurd statement. And yet he stands up straight and spews it out like he's really done something when he says it.
Well, he has. He's exposed himself as the village idiot.
But you know,
I don't think that's his intention,
Chris,
though.
I know one thing he doesn't know is
that's the net effect.
The one thing he doesn't know is all the money that his supporters have lost. Bye bye, because your input isn't going to be in Washington, I'm afraid. That's about 40, 50, 60 million. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, they should have invested in oil futures.
Yeah, well, they probably end up with the same thing, right?
Well, you know, if they'd invested in Solyndra, they would have lost it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I hope that we save that for the Obama people. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
$500 million. Bye bye.
Right. All right. After tonight's debate, there'll be another one in 2 weeks, and that will be in Iowa, and that will be the Thursday before the voting begins. The caucusing begins on that Monday.
But do you see how they're hyping it already? It's Megyn Kelly versus Don Trump. See, that makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to try to make it sound real dramatic because, you know, Don has worked her over. She's worked him over. And who's going to win? Well, first of all, Megyn, just ask the questions. You know, don't do anything
it's
else.
It's not her job to try and make herself
win.
Look good.
Yeah.
Her job is to ask questions, not to try and expose people or to put them down.
That's right.
That's the candidate's job.
That's right. Okay, we got time for a couple more entries, so let's go back to the phone lines where we have another Ron on the line. Ron, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, and guys, how you doing?
Hey, Ron.
Excellent.
Right,
Ron. Excellent.
All right, when I leave Syria, my name will be Hakalaya Nobar. I drink at home.
Hakalaya.
Hakalaya Nobar.
Or you could make it Hakalaya Nobar.
Hakalaya Nobar.
I drink at home. And then I thought I'd come up through Mexico, and I changed my name to Soro del Toro. But then I was thinking, you know, why go through Mexico? I guess I could walk across the Great Lakes there. So
yep.
Then I'd change it to Ishmael War Cologne before he became a Mountie. Get it?
I got it.
Okay, I know Chris gets it.
I know he
Come
just
on,
keeps
Mike,
rolling through. No, I'm amazed. You know, that was great.
Aubrey's over there praying.
That's it. He is indeed. Hakalaya Nobar.
Okay, hold on.
Alone.
Hold on. And then when I come into America, I'm going to change it to, I didn't mean to steal this, Mike, because it was in my head before, but Mohamma on my, that's one word.
Right.
Ishtar. Mohammed on my Ishtar.
On my Ishtar.
Could you serve it up at Positano's?
I love
that
it.
That was good. That was good.
Well, I'll put it on the menu. All right, Ron.
I know that I entered, and I'm glad I did, because I couldn't live with myself, guys.
We were waiting for you, Ron.
I know you were, and I've been telling people in every freaking grocery store to call the show, to listen to the show. So
we appreciate that.
Hey, I want to give a call out to Henry, Vietnam vet from 67. I met him in the store last night. I told him to turn into the show. Tune in.
Well, thanks.
Well, that's great.
We appreciate that.
Right.
And Henry, if you're out there, thanks for tuning in and thanks for serving this great
nation.
Thanks
for everything.
There you go, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. And Mike, if I ever find a football card with your rookie football card, if I got any, I'm going to call in and read all the stats.
There's not much stats. No.
Maybe you can get into autograph.
I got credit if I even got close to the quarterback.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Ron. Thanks so much. We appreciate you being out there. God bless you. All right. Let's try to get in a couple more before we take a break. Al, you are up next.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no talk to you.
Howdy, Al.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not creative enough to enter the contest, but I did have another comment.
Okay.
After listening to you guys and listening to the news and, you know, really just trying to fill my brain with as much as I can, I've actually changed my mind, guys.
Yeah.
And you guys might be a little bit disappointed in me, but you might be happy. It just depends.
He's voting Hillary.
I've actually decided to change my mind. I'm going to vote Hillary for president.
That was cute.
Now,
listen.
Check me out.
Okay.
All right. I say she can be the president of Antarctica. Okay?
Frigid environment suits her, yes.
Listen, there's a couple of good reasons. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she is the ice queen, so it'll be perfect for one.
Yeah.
There's
no
one for her to race against.
Yeah.
So it's an open primary.
Yeah.
And there's enough penguins and everything out there, and they're looking for a new follower. She needs to just go ahead. I heard that they're good. I mean, they're good, looking for a good leader, and they're good followers.
Yeah.
So she just needs to go ahead. We can send her over there.
Yeah.
She could be as far away from Bill as she possibly can as well.
Hey, that's, Bill would appreciate that.
Yeah, he would.
You know, and penguins look like they wear a pantsuit, too,
put her on
if you watch them.
Yeah, yeah, she wore a black jacket with white pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's already dressed for the occasion.
She kind of walks like one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
that's good.
That is great. That is great. Maybe he's just giving us an idea for a new contest.
I know.
All right, we got time for one more, and then we'll take a break. Bruni, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Good talking to you again. Well, my name would be, I figured I throw my name in the hijab, you know, as opposed to the hat.
Okay, yes.
Since, it's been mainly all men. So mine would be burqa wearing, bomb bearing, bellicose Bashra. Bashra means good news or good tidings.
All right, wait a minute. I got to write this all down. Burqa wearing, bomb bearing.
Bearing, bellicose. Bashra.
Bellicose. How do you spell that?
B-A-S-H-R-A-H.
B-A-S.
This is coming from a professional, you know.
Of course.
That was
Bashra.
Great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Thanks. Bruni, you are in the contest. What is, was that?
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks. Thank now, she you. That's the second woman's name that's been entered.
Yes, yeah,
right?
Indeed.
So they're running strong.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't beating around the bush either.
Well, she just whacked that one out real quick, you know. So.
Burqa wearing, bomb bearing, bellicose Bashra. All right. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks, and I must apologize to you. I let the clock get away with me a little bit there, and we don't have enough time in this segment to do the interview, to play the interview that I did this morning with Chris Tonto Peronto, Mark Oz Geist, and John Tig Tegan, but we'll do it. Here's what we're going to do. We'll go ahead and take some more entries into our contest up until the half-hour break. When we come back from that break, I'll give a brief interview. Excuse me, a brief introduction, then we'll do the interview, and then we'll, for that next half hour of the show, we'll do it commercial free so we can get as many more entries in as possible. And of course, we will announce a winner tonight. Yeah, and we got some other stuff that we're going to get to here as well. So 407-774-8255 is the number, and let's go quickly to the phone lines. And JJ is on the line, and JJ has an entry into our contest tonight. JJ, thank you for calling.
Yes, I have a female entry.
Oh,
all right, JJ, number three.
We want to hear it, girl.
It's the first. Okay, the first name is very pretty, Sharia.
Beautiful. Love
it. The last name is all together. It's a lot of syllables, but no spaces. When pigs fly.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
When pigs fly.
Sharia, when pigs fly.
Sharia, when pigs fly.
I got you.
We got an interesting combination.
Sharia, when pigs fly.
Very mild, and then here comes the hammer.
I don't know. It is Ahmed the Clockmed. I thought that was adorable.
Yes, that is a good one. Yes, indeed.
Creative. Okay.
Uh-oh, she's trying to twist somebody into the first place spot. You notice that? She's lobbying, Chris.
Why? Well, I'm just giving you my opinion.
Okay, Sharia, you're in the contest.
Okay, Abdul.
Okay. See, I told you it has a way of sticking
this name
to people.
May stick, you know. You go out to the restaurant and say, Mike, are you with Abdul? Yeah, I am.
All right. Real quick, before we get back to the phone lines, you folks have heard of chaos theory, have you not? Chaos theory goes something like, well, actually, Mike, you have an explanation
there.
Yeah,
I actually do. I said, in chaos theory...
Now, you might remember this from the Jurassic Park
movie. Right, that's exactly right. In chaos theory, the butterfly effect is the sensitive dependence on initial conditions in which a small change in one state of deterministic nonlinear system can result in a large difference in a larger state. In other words, a butterfly flapping its wings in Texas can cause a typhoon in the Japanese Sea at a later time. Now think about it. In mid-20th century America, an 18-year-old hippie chick, freshman, I won't say this, slut, in the Honolulu College had sex with an older alcoholic Kenyan, politician on a student visa who had a wife and a chick back in Africa, and from the roll in the sack comes the collapse and dissolution of the United States of America in the 21st century. That is what we call the chaos effect. Boy, is that ever true? I mean, think about that. How does this come about, right? Mm. One little twist. And the world blows up.
Just imagine that.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, look at it. Here comes two Ricks side by side.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we want to hear those aliases tonight. That's the contest. What would your alias be should you find yourself in a compromising situation, or should we need to send you undercover to find out information? All right. Would your alias be Kareem, yo butts, you nuts? Or how about burqa-wearing, bomb-bearing, bellicose Basra? Or Sharia when pigs fly, right?
You did it well, Chris. That was very good. Abdul.
All right. And once again, when we come back from the break, we're going to play an interview that I did this morning with the guys that the 13 Hours movie focuses on and the events of that day. And it's a powerful movie, but it's also an inspirational movie, and that's how it's meant to be taken. And I don't often do this, but I'm going to actually pay the full price to go out and see this movie in the theaters this weekend. And I'd like you as many of you as possible to join us there, because the bigger boost we can give this, the better. And
Chris,
this movie is going to, I believe, have an impact on this campaign season.
You're going to pay full price?
I am.
The guy that a nickel looks like a Ferris wheel?
That's me.
Man, okay. Well, let me know what theater you're going to.
We'll get the press there.
I know. We'll get the press there and get pictures taken of it.
I'm the guy who wears
get pictures.
I'm the guy who wears a pair of socks until you can see all five toes.
Wow.
All right? It's still just one. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Rick, you are up next. And I'll have to leave it to Nick to me, which Rick.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Rick. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Rick.
All right. Three very quick things. Believe it or not, I'm actually siding with Republicans on Ted Cruz's statement about Trump, about New York values. What the heck does that mean?
Well, okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, what does it mean? What do you think it means? I don't
know. I think what the... What
just the liberal
Cruz,
aspect of the
well,
state
Cruz,
of New York.
Yeah, Cruz is using it as a cut, if you will, that they're liberal up there.
I'm from New Jersey. I don't like that statement.
Well, and as a matter of fact, I thought Trump gave a very powerful response to that statement, and he stood up. He said, if you want to attack New York, you got to come through me. He says, these are the, you know, 9/11 proved that you got some of the greatest people in the world there.
Yeah, I'm on Trump's side on that one, believe it
okay.
or not.
All right. Well, we'll take it.
Why are you so down on Jeb Bush? He was a very, very conservative governor. I didn't vote for him. I didn't care for him, but he was very conservative. I don't know why you're so down.
Were be another day in time, he would be, I believe, a decent president, probably a very good one.
And also,
but he just doesn't have, at this time, I don't believe he has what we need. And he's just, he said he wanted to run a joyous campaign, but he really acts kind of bitter to me.
You know, speaking of bitter, one more brief thing. That B-word SOB, Ann Coulter, I hate her guts. I just think she's
so you won't be dating her, Red? Do I get that feeling?
You won't be sending her any love notes anytime soon.
She should listen to Peggy Noonan. At least she's, you know, a little more civil.
Okay.
Why did she say that about Nikki Haley? We should deport her. I mean, everything Ann Coulter out of Ann Coulter's mouth, anti-Semitism, demeaning people.
Yeah.
She's a disgusting.
Well,
she's a disgusting being, right?
Wasn't it?
Don't
Peggy
ever
Noonan?
Have her on your show.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll take that into consideration. Thank Rick. I got to let you go though because we're coming up on a break, and you other callers, I'm going to have to ask you to hold through the break until the other side. We appreciate you calling though. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're in the midst of our
contest
alias contest.
Is heating up, you know, and these people need names because we got a lot of work ahead of us on American Adversary. So
that's right. All right, so catch us on the other side, and don't forget, please go out and see the movie 13 Hours. If you can't make it this week, at least try to catch it while it's in the theaters. Maybe make an event where you go with friends or something like that. But it's a powerful movie. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone who's seen it. Okay, before we begin, Chris Tonto Peranto, Mark Oz Geist, and John Tig Teigen, on behalf of myself and my audience, I just want to thank you first of all, for protecting American values, our American way of life, and in particular, Americans. So I just want to thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right. I just want to ask the questions, and I'll let you guys decide who's going to answer it. Let me start here. Why should people see this movie? What should they take away from the movie?
They should, you know what, they need to take away the positive, the never quit, never say die attitude that the guys on the ground had that night. Definitely need to take away that it's the truth of what took place, and they're going to see things that they didn't know had happened unless they've read the book or seen one of us speak before. But also, you know, because there's an underlying tone of God in the movie, which we're very proud Michael Bay got in it. And take away that if you have faith in your brothers and you have faith in God that you can come out and you can handle anything, any obstacle is put in your way. If people need to come out of the movie, it'll be a little bit angry because there's going to be things they didn't know happened. But they also need to be inspired. And I hope they are. I really do.
Real quick, who was just talking?
I'm sorry, this is Tano. I'm sorry about that.
Tonto, Chris. By the way, Colonel Danny McKnight says hello and sends his respects to all of you. But to you, Tonto, he says, Rangers lead the way.
All the way. Tell Colonel McKnight, thank you. Colonel, see how Marines disrespecting Black Hawk Down and disrespect the 13-hour Rangers. That's always the same. Semper fudges.
He loves Marines, too. Yeah. So faith played a large role in your lives before what happened in Benghazi, but obviously it played a huge role that night as well.
Yeah, this is Oz, and yeah, it does. I mean, I was blessed with, my parents raised me up in the Methodist Church. I had a great foundation. By no means have I always walked a sinner's path, strayed left and right throughout my life, but having that foundation to come back to and know that that's there, and the faith to believe in that is, and you know, it carries over into that gives you the faith to believe in your brothers, those that are depending on you and who you depend on.
Let me ask you this: how closely does the movie depict what actually happened? How closely did Michael Bay work with you guys? Because the book seems to have it pretty much down to the minute what happened during those 13 hours.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, from the script to the set design and actually even being on set, we worked really close with them. And, you know, every major scene, even on the little scenes, I mean, they're all accurate. I mean, some of the roles got switched around to make the movie flow, and, you know, because you're putting 13 hours. I mean, it's a two-hour movie, but the 13 hours is actually only about an hour and 15 minutes of the movie. So, I mean, you know, it is a time crunch, but it's accurate.
Where was the movie shot?
Malta, in Morocco.
In Morocco. So you got as close to the real site as you could.
Yeah. Yeah, it was also in Malta as well, the island of Malta.
Okay, let me ask you a few questions about that night. At what point did you know that it was being monitored by a drone?
When we got over to the consulate grounds, the team leader came over the radio and said, hey, you know, get the drones up above. That was probably...
11:45?
Yeah.
Like that. It was over 2 hours from when we first got called before we knew. And you know, also, you don't even know, the drone feed was awful. It was terrible. And people see that in the movie, Pablo Schreiber plays my character, Sano, where he says, you know, call that drone off, it's worthless. I actually said that, because it was. The feed was awful. It was completely delayed. So it wasn't helping us at all. But I'm sure they were getting good pictures up in D.C., but it didn't give us any sort of advantage.
So you had access to the drone feed as well. Who would have been monitoring it back in Washington, D.C.?
No idea. I mean, this is Oz. You know, I'm sure it'd just be an assumption of who would be monitoring it, but there should be access to, you know, everybody should, within chain of command, I think, would or should have access to it. We don't know anybody specifically, but the various departments, Department of State, CIA, Department of Defense, and people, I'm assuming within the White House, and I'm assuming should be monitoring it. But we don't know specifically that high a level who would be, as far as in Libya, who would have been over in Tripoli. We have, there's a monitoring station that we had in our base there that with the person sitting there monitoring the drone.
Right. At what point did you realize that you guys weren't going to get any help?
Probably when we got home.
Yeah.
It's not something you're thinking about when you're there. You know, well, just kind of hoping it comes eventually, but
it never did.
Yeah, it never did.
We were more surprised because of the ambassador, because of his level of ambassadorship, because there was still no set word of whether he was alive or dead for 6 hours, and that was my surprise that they didn't bring assistance just to support him. Us, we do know what assets we have available. That's why we asked for them. Why they didn't come, you know, because of the ambassador, because of how important he was there in Libya, that surprised me. But yeah, we really didn't think about it till after, like 6 days after we got home.
Right.
And then it kind of disgusted us a bit. But of course, you know, at the time, you're just trying to get out of it. We're trying to fight, and get out of it.
Right. Let me ask this question. We know that it wasn't the video. That's been made clear, I believe. But what did set these guys off? What started the whole thing? Was it some kind of deal gone bad? Were they mad at somebody? What do you think happened?
You had a red, white, and blue flag flying in the middle of a compound.
American flag flying over a compound. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to say. He was an easy target. We'd done the same thing. You got a high-ranking guy from the United States in a country that's controlled by Islam at that point in time, and he has no security. He's an easy target. If there's other nefarious reasons for it, I'm hoping Trey Gowdy's committee get that. But as far as I'm looking at a tactical point of view from it, he was vulnerable. Let's go get him.
Right. Now, you guys were there at the CIA annex, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So it's possible, at least, that State could have been up to something that you guys at the annex didn't know about.
Yeah, it's possible. We don't, and also we're the lowest levels on the chain. And people see 13 hours will see that we're the lowest level as far as on the food chain. So there's information that we don't always get, and that's not typical of all bases. But
right.
As far as the Libya base, And I think that's portrayed very accurately in the movie, is that we did know everything that was going on, and it made it hard for us to do our jobs as security professionals.
And yet you still were able to do it very effectively. Let me ask you about the world premiere in Dallas a couple of nights ago. Were you surprised that 30,000 people came out to watch a movie on a jumbotron in a football stadium? And how did they react?
Oh, it was insane.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, and no, I wasn't that surprised, because this is a story that America wants to hear. People are wanting to know what is happening on the ground. No, we didn't bring this to the public. The story was brought to the public by the politicians and then twisted into a way that it shouldn't have been. But this is, and then, so we felt compelled to bring the truth to them of what happened during the 13 hours that we were engaged with the enemy. And, you know, it's, America loves it. They love her. I think they want the example of heroism, camaraderie, teamwork, you know, courage, overcoming adversity, faith in both your friends, your colleagues, and faith in God.
It was amazing. A lot of love and support. It's therapeutic for us because of how long we've been trying to get the truth out there and tell people. And then having the bands that were involved too, with Chris Cornell and Band Perry, Madison Rising. It was an extreme honor to have them perform. You know, I'm not usually at a loss for words. This is the second time in a week.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I'm usually not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he hit the nail on the head. The bands did a fabulous job. Yeah. I mean, Madison Rising, they give out, they have one of the best, if not the best, renditions of the Star Spangled Banner. If it doesn't get your blood flowing, you must not be an American.
Yeah, we've played it on the show a number of times, and we've had the lead singer on the show at least a couple of times.
Dave has funny hair, though.
Yeah, that's why we can't see that on the radio, but I have seen his pictures.
I make fun of him all the time. He's got to start take out that activator or start getting back to his Marine hair.
Right. Listen, I know you guys are up against the clock. I got two more quick questions for you. One, how many lives did you guys actually save that night, and were any of them at the premiere, and do you stay in contact with them?
There's a few of them that came to the premiere, but, it was about 2,000 guys' lives that we saved that night and got to walk them home and see their family.
I don't know if any of them showed up at the premiere. Honestly, I have no idea. But we got,
Okay. Last question. Politics in the future for any of you guys, either in participating in campaigns or perhaps running for office yourself?
Tano. This is Tano because I like being in front of the camera.
Tano's going to run, and we're just going to have to be security for
you. You know, actually, people can just write me in for the next presidential election, Tano for president.
Right.
Write me in.
All right. Okay. I'm sure you'll be on a few ballots anyway.
Nice.
Well, listen, gentlemen, once again, thanks for taking time out of your hectic schedule today. All the best of luck to all of you and your families. God bless you, and thank you so very, very much for everything that you guys have done with your lives. Okay, so that was the interview that I had this morning with Chris Tanto-Paranto, Mark Oz Geist, and John Tig Teigen, and I hope that you will go see the movie. You can tell that these are quality guys.
Chris, that was a very commendable job by you.
Thank you very much.
But it is great to hear always their opinion, because guess what? Those three were the only guys there. The politicians weren't there. They know the answer.
They know. And
why is there a debate on this?
And they've been on a number of shows today, radio and TV. Mm-hmm. So what you didn't hear in that interview, I'm sure you heard in other interviews. And it was a disaster in the making and a disaster that never should have happened. And once it did happen, it should not have been ignored the way it was.
I wonder if at the end of the film, if you and me are allowed to stand up and yell USA, USA, or will that be banned from any of the theaters? I could believe that. PC police might come after you.
I hardly think it will be banned. Okay. I am Christopher Abdul the Tool Hart, along with Michael Muhammad Yo Mama McBath. We have in the studio with us Aubrey Sheikh Yo Booty Khan. We are now joined by Marilee of Vacation Travel Planners. All right, I want to get back to the phone lines, though, because we have a couple of callers who have been so very patient.
Left.
These guys have been waiting about 15 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Guys, Rick, you are up next, and then Mike, you'll be after Rick. Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's Klachmed Aidi. I was so inspired by your show a few months ago that I opened up a new business, and I am selling the explosive prayer rug. Sales and profits are through the roof.
Okay, Ahmed Klachmed Aidi, we appreciate
an accent, an additional thought. Ahmed's the best, man.
He is indeed. Okay, Ahmed, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, Mike, you're up next. Thank you for holding as well. I appreciate that so much.
And thanks, guys. Great interview, Chris. Anyway, I thought hard about the name I was going to choose because I wanted it to be easy to say. I wanted it to have a good beat, and I wanted it to have, something you could dance to.
Sounds like Dick Clark, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, so I chose Ooh Mau Mau, Shamalama Ding Dong. And the reason I did is because after I rape girls, then I can say it's not rape because I'm your sugar daddy.
Okay. I just wonder, Mike, are you on pills?
No, and you said I'd be fun drinking, but really I'm not.
Wait a minute, you're going to have to, I got the ooh, mau, mau. What is it again now?
It's ooh, mau, mau. Shamalama ding dong.
Shamalama.
And then it goes on to say, because I'm your sugar daddy. Yeah. So when I molest the girls, I can say, I'm not molesting you. I'm your sugar daddy.
I gotcha. Okay, ooh, mau, mau. You are in the
Chris,
contest.
Chris, we got to start looking for people with drug problems.
And Aubrey, thanks for the shout out to Frank Zappa with Sheik Your Booty. I love that.
That was good.
Yeah, Nostradamus came up with that too. All right, Mike, you're in the contest, my friend. That's an excellent one. Appreciate it. Okay, Diane is up next. Diane, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys. Great interview, Chris.
Thank you very much. And I know you're going to go see that movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it myself.
Yeah. My name is Islamophobia.
Very simple, right to the point. I don't know if that's going to go big, though, when she walks into care. Who are you? I'm Islamophobia.
I don't know. They may welcome her with open arms. You in right place. Hey, Diane, that's excellent. God bless you.
God bless you, guys.
All right, thanks for being out there, Islamo.
Could you imagine wearing name tags around and we put that on and walked into one of those places? We ought to go where, because I wonder if they do give name tags out. Can you imagine all of us walking around, you know, Abdul the Tool, Islamophobia, Mama, your mama.
All right, Bob is up next. Bob, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, Bob.
My name is Glenda Obama Beata, and my wife's name is Glenda Hillary Nomeka.
Wait a minute. Glenda Obama what?
Beata.
Beata. Glenda.
Beata here. I like that.
Beata. Wait a minute.
And, Glenda Hillary Nomeka.
No, Hillary Nomeka.
No, not make it.
Okay. I like that. He came up with one for him and his wife. All right. I like that, Bob.
Good, Bob. Very good. And that's a double name. So, you know, he has two shots at winning the big one.
Absolutely. Yep. And you know, they're obviously married because the I'm Glada, right?
I could see that, right?
I'm Glada Obama Beata, and I'm Glada Hillary Nomada.
Sounds like a happy family.
Indeed it does.
One of his wife wears an orange dress like, is that what Hillary
was? Yellow.
Yeah, that's right. She looked like a canary.
It was canary yellow.
Bob, thank you much. You are in the contest, my friend. That's an excellent name. Excellent.
You know, after having to judge these names, I probably will need a double.
All right, if you didn't hear me earlier, we're going commercial without a commercial break because I ran long in the last segment. And so we did the interview in this segment, so we're going to give you a little more time. We got, looks like, just a little, well, we got 10 minutes left in the show. So for the next few minutes, we'll take your calls, but you better get on that line right now, 407-774-8255. What would your alias be should you find yourself in that compromising situation, right?
Oh, I agree. Hey, Chris, one quick question on the night, 9 o'clock, okay?
The debate.
Who do you actually think that Trump is going to be heavily attacked by Cruz?
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
I don't think he's going to.
I don't think it matters. Trump, this is the thing about Trump. All he has to do is go there and be himself. Right, these other guys all are working at something. Mm-hmm. Right, they're kind of not. It's not really natural. Okay, they're working really hard. Trump, it's just natural. This is who he is, and so he just has to stand up there and be himself. And I think Cruz will probably throw a couple of barbs at him, but I don't think it'll be anything serious. I think the bigger fireworks are going to be between Rubio. Who was it that said they're going to tag team with against Rubio? It was Jeb
Bush and Christie.
Chris Christie, that's right.
Krispy Kreme Christie.
Yeah, and they're all after that same segment of the vote. And but I tell you what, this thing is looking more and more like Trump's.
I mean, I watch it every day, and you just seem, you know, the public believes you can trust them. And I think that's something that we've not seen in politics for so long. And honest to God, I believe that's why he's running strong, say what he wants, anything he wants to go. We believe that you will get the job done. We know that you're against immigration. We know that you're a problem solver. You know, he has all the ingredients of what they're screaming for, whether he has it or not, but he at least projects it.
At the root of it is his campaign slogan, "We'll make America great again." It's a very optimistic, uplifting message. As much as the naysayers want to depict it as the opposite, if you watch or go to any of his rallies, he was in Pensacola last night, jammed the place, over 10,000, they turned 5,000 away because they couldn't get them in.
And I guarantee it was cold in Pensacola, too, last night.
And people, when they go there, they love it. They come out feeling energized, charged up, and feeling good. And when you go to a political rally and come away feeling good, the chances of you voting for that person are extremely high.
Wouldn't you say at this stage of the campaign, he was actually ahead of Obama in enthusiasm, you know, going back to 08? I think this guy is so far ahead. That's why I think you're going to see just a massive outcry. We will see, but that'll make what makes it fun.
That's right. Okay, we got just a couple of minutes left. If you have an alias, we want to hear it. You better start calling. You better start dialing that phone right now. In the meantime, Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners has ducked into the studio. You got a new commercial coming out for us. Tell us what big deal you got out there.
big deal is we're going to be getting the Oasis of the Seas up here at Port Canaveral this coming November.
Is that a brand new ship?
No, she's one of the big ones that's been down in Fort Lauderdale for the last several years.
One of the mega cruise ships.
One of the mega ones.
That's going to make the Disney cruise ships look like rowboats.
Yes, yes. And so they're swapping out the Freedom of the Seas for the Oasis of the Seas, which will hold almost twice as many people, over 4,000 people. And so I've got some group space available for next Thanksgiving already held. So if anybody's interested and wants to do Thanksgiving at sea and not plan to cook at home, great deal. And it's already a lot lower, you know, with the group rate than if you book it directly through Royal Caribbean. And I got cabins starting at $885 per person. So,
and you can go to vacationtravelplanners.com to find out about that and all the other great deals that are going on. And Marilee can help you find wherever you want to go. It doesn't have to be a cruise, any kind of vacation, any kind of travel planning. She can help you with that.
That's right. If you're interested in doing an all-inclusive, like my hubby and I going down to Sandals for our anniversary, then...
Oh, you'll like that.
Absolutely. Oh. You know, if you're into free golf... They have free golf at their resorts in Jamaica and also the one in their Bahamas resort as well. So, you know, free water sports.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All inclusive. All your beverages.
All the booze.
All really? The booze. Yeah. Including top-rated booze.
Yeah,
you know, not just the cheap stuff, but
wow.
The good stuff, too. Yeah.
All right. 321-251-4777. That's Vacation Travel Planners, 321-251-4777. And I want to personally thank all you folks who have gone cruising, compliments of, well, with the help of Vacation Travel Planners, I should say, because you heard about it on this show. That's what makes this show work, is when you folks support our sponsors. And I'm proud of our sponsors.
Just another quickie. How many do you have going out of Cape Canaveral all the time? Is it three or four every, Thursday, Friday, for like 2-3 days at a time?
For the 3 nights, we have 3 ships doing the 3 nights, and then there's probably at least three or four ships that are doing 7 nights.
Every week.
Actually, four or five.
It's so
actually
inexpensive,
doing.
The cruise, Chris. When you go in those 3-day events, I mean, I could go out to dinner and spend more money than what it costs, and then you end up going on the cruise, and you get, what, 8 meals, you know, per day?
Yeah.
You know, by
yeah.
the time
Pleasure.
They get through
yeah.
with it.
And
I don't
your
think
entertainment's
more,
included?
Yeah, more efficient, and the entertainment on these cruises is fabulous. If you like to gamble, they got, you know, the casinos are open, and they have, and, you know, the booze mm-hmm. is there, everything you want.
You don't have to worry about driving home.
Yeah, yep. That's great. Well, and, some people jump off the top. I guess they're trying to swim home. That's all I can figure out, you know.
All right. And who knows, there may be another American Adversaries cruise in the future as well. VacationTravelPlanners.com, 321-251-4777. Well, I guess we're not going to get any more contestants, so we have our entries. Nick, do you have a favorite, sir?
No, Ben 14.
that is my favorite.
Yes, Ben.
Honestly, you know, I wish I made a note about who did this one. It was one towards the beginning, a guy called in with one. I like the one about the burka.
Chris, that's the one I said.
Chica Burka Pika?
Yes.
Chanique Burka Peak.
Yes, who was that?
That was Mike.
That was Mike, yeah.
Yes, that was the first Mike. We had two Mikes.
Exactly.
That was the first Mike.
First
and
Mike.
He was the first one to come up with a woman's name, and it was a man that came up with it.
Yep, my vote goes there.
What about you, Mike?
Mine's there because I mentioned, you remember you about 5 minutes ago. I said that was probably the most unique.
You did. Aubrey?
I tend to agree with that one, too.
Well, wow. This
thanks
is a
lot.
Consensus.
That means my
this
vote
is,
doesn't mean a doggone thing.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Okay.
Chris, does that make you feel important?
No, we're going to cruise.
Who do you want, Chris?
Well, I liked that. I like that one. I do. I like that one a lot. I like the last one, though, with Bob, because he came up with one both for him and his wife. I liked Mahmood No Shoe.
Right.
I like that one, you know. I mean, they were all good. I don't know. It's probably better that you guys decided.
Well, you're trying
me.
To be a friend to everyone, Chris. Yeah,
well,
you know,
when I was in...
Make a selection.
When I was in junior college, there I was minding my own business one day, and they came up to me, and they wanted me to be a judge of a legs contest.
Yo.
So they have the voting in the open, and I'm the third of 3 judges. So each of the other 2 judges vote for... It was down to 2 girls. And, of course, it's left to me, and everybody's looking at me. To pick the winner of the legs contest. So you know what I did?
You showed your legs. No, ew.
He shaved his legs.
I picked the legs that I thought would win the legs contest.
And so,
and then half the room hated my guts because I didn't pick the right legs.
Part of being a leader, Bruce.
Isn't that what happens when you do a conservative talk radio? Half the population hates your guts anyway.
Well, maybe that's where I started getting used to it.
Exactly.
You got conditioned at an early age, Chris, you know?
Indeed, I did. All right, so Mike is the winner. The first Mike with Shanique Burka-Peak. All right, so congratulations to Mike. And we'll be contacting him, and he'll get that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's, compliments of Janet and Jerry Shepherd and the other stuff.
No more Obama toilet paper left or anything like that, Chris?
No, the girl a couple of weeks ago won that role.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wonder if she's using it.
I don't know. Think so. That's the kind of thing.
I think she'll just save it.
It'll give you a rash.
Yeah, you'll probably be chafed or something, but put it on the mantle. Right.
She can use it when she's walking her dog.
Oh boy, look at that shot.
Now, the Muslim in chief would not appreciate that.
No. Oh, the Muslim
Or he could
chief.
Use it to clean his prayer rug.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go. Well, once again, I want to compliment our listeners and our entries.
Outstanding
job.
It's amazing the people, what they come up with, and they're certainly entertaining. That's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be doing something. We'll come up with something for next Thursday night. Don't forget the debate tonight. We'll have debate review tomorrow night. Aubrey Kahn.
Yeah, I want to do a quick public service announcement. Of course, you know that the political debate for Apopka is coming up on January 27th. There are six people vying for two positions on the Apopka Council. And this radio station is going to be present. Salem is going to be broadcasting the debate. And if you want to be a sponsor there, please contact Kim Ewell here at the station.
Just call the station number and we'll hook you through, okay? Well, more on that tomorrow. Good night, everyone.